My sternum seemed to crack, and I thought my heart would stop from the shock. I came up off my feet and went down on my back. Then it was about choosing to live or choosing to die. I chose to live, rolled over twice and pushed with my hands and levered myself upright, jumped back and sideways and dodged a straight drive that would have killed me. After that, it was about staying alive and seeing what the next half second would bring. My chest hurt badly and my mobility was below 100%, but I dodged whatever he threw for about a minute. He was fast, but he wasn't talented. I got an elbow in his face. It cracked his nose. It should have punched it out the back of his head, but at least it started bleeding. He opened his mouth to breathe. I dodged and danced and waited. Caught a huge roundhouse punch on the left shoulder that nearly paralyzed my arm. Then he near missed with the right, and for a fraction of a split second, his stance was wide open. His mouth was open because of the blood in his nose. I wound up and let go with a cigarette punch. It's a bar fight trick I learned long ago. You offer your guy a cigarette, and he takes it and lifts it to his lips and opens his mouth maybe 3/4 of an inch. Whereupon you time it just right and land a huge uppercut under his chin. It slams his mouth shut and breaks his jaw and busts his teeth, and maybe he bites his tongue off. Thank you and good night. I didn't need to offer Paulie a cigarette because his mouth was already hanging open, so I just let go with the uppercut, gave it everything I had. It was a perfect blow. I was still thinking and still steady on my feet, and though I was small compared with him, I'm really a very big guy with a lot of training and experience. I landed the punch right where his jaw narrowed under his chin, solid bone-to-bone contact. I came up on my toes and followed through a whole yard. It should have broken his neck as well as his jaw. His head should have come right off and rolled away in the dirt, but the blow did nothing at all, absolutely nothing. Just rocked him back an inch. He shook his head once and hit me in the face. I saw it coming and did all the right things. I whipped my head back and opened my mouth wide so I wouldn't lose teeth from both parts of my jaw. Because my head was moving backward, I took some momentum out of the blow, but it was still a tremendous impact, like being hit by a train, like a car wreck. My lights went out, and I went down hard and lost track of where I was, so the blacktop came up at me like a second huge punch in the back. Air thumped out of my lungs, and I saw a spray of blood from my mouth. The back of my skull hit the driveway. The sky dimmed above me. I tried to move, but it was like a car that doesn't start with the first turn of the key. Click. Nothing. I lost half a second. My left arm was weak, so I used my right. Got halfway off the floor, folded my feet under me, and heaved myself upright. I was dizzy. I was all over the place. But Paulie was just standing still and watching me and smiling. I realized he was going to take his time with me. I realized he was going to really enjoy himself. I looked for the guns. They were still behind him. I couldn't get to them. I had hit him 6 times, and he was laughing at me. He had hit me 3 times, and I was a mess. I was badly shaken up. I was going to die. I knew it with sudden clarity. I was going to die in Abbott, Maine, on a dull Saturday morning in late April. And half of me was saying, hey, we've all got to die. What does it matter exactly where or when? But the other half was blazing with the kind of fury and arrogance that has powered so much of my life. You're going to let this particular guy take you down? I followed the silent argument intently and made my choice and spat blood and breathed hard and shaped up one last time. My mouth hurt. My head hurt. My shoulder hurt. My chest hurt. I was sick and dizzy. I spat again, traced my teeth with my tongue. It made me feel like I was smiling. So, look on the bright side. I had no fatal injuries. Yet. I hadn't been shot. So I smiled for real, and spat for the 3rd time, and said to myself, okay, let's die fighting. Paulie was still smiling, too. He had blood on his face. But other than that, he looked completely normal. His His tie was still neat. He still had his suit coat on. He still looked like he had basketball stuffed up into the shoulders. He watched me shape up, and he smiled wider, and got down into the crouch again, and did the claw hands thing again, and started pawing the ground again. I figured I could dodge one more time, maybe twice, maybe three times, if I was really lucky, and then it would be all over. Dead in Maine on an April Saturday. I pictured Dominique Cole in my mind, and I said, "I tried, Dom. I really did." I faced front. I saw Paulie take a breath. Then I saw him move. He turned away. Walked 10 feet, turned back. Then he came straight at me, fast. I dodged away. His coat slapped at me as he went past. In the corner of my eye, I saw Richard and Elizabeth far in the distance, watching. Their mouths were open, like they were saying, "Those who are about to die, we salute you." Paulie switched direction fast and came toward me at a dead run. But then he got fancy, and I saw I was going to win after all. He tried to kick me, martial arts style, which is about the stupidest thing you can do in a face-to-face street fight. As soon as you have one foot off the floor, you're off balance, and you're vulnerable. You're just begging to lose. He came at me fast, with his body turned sideways like some kung fu idiot on the television. His foot was way up in the air, and he led with it, heel first, with his giant shoe held parallel with the ground. If he had connected, he would have killed me, no question. But he didn't connect. I rocked backward and caught his foot in both hands and just heaved it upward. "Can I bench press 400 pounds? Well, let's find out, asshole." I put every ounce of my strength into it and jerked him right off the ground and got his foot way up in the air, and then I dropped him on his head. He sprawled in a stunned heap with his face turned toward me. The first rule of street fighting is when you get your guy on the ground, you finish him. No hesitation, no pause, no inhibition, no gentlemanly conduct. You finish him. Paulie had ignored that rule. I didn't. I kicked him as hard as I could in the face. Blood spurted, and he rolled away from me, and I stamped on his right hand with my heel and shattered all the carpals and metacarpals and phalanges that he had in there. Then I did it again, 250 pounds of dead weight stamping down on broken bones. Then I stamped again and busted his wrist, then his forearm. He was superhuman. He rolled away and pushed himself upright with his left hand. He got on his feet and stepped away. I danced in, and he swung a huge left hook, and I knocked it aside and landed a short left on his broken nose. He rocked back, and I kneed him in the groin. His head snapped forward, and I hit him with the cigarette punch again, right-handed. His head snapped back, and I put my left elbow in his throat, stamped on his instep once, twice, and then stabbed my thumbs in his eyes. He wheeled away, and I kicked his right knee from behind, and his leg folded up, and he went down again. I got my left foot on his left wrist. His right arm was completely useless. It was just flopping around. He was pinned, unless he could backhand 250 pounds vertically with his left arm alone. And he couldn't. I guessed steroids only got you so far. So I stamped on his left hand with my right foot until I could see the shattered bones coming out through the skin. Then I spun and jumped and landed square on his solar plexus, stepped off him and kicked him hard in the top of his head once, twice, three times. Then again, a fourth time. So hard, my shoe fell apart and the email device came out and skidded away across the blacktop. It landed exactly where Elizabeth Beck's pager had landed when I had thrown it from the Cadillac. Paulie followed it with his eyes and stared at it. I kicked him in the head again.